Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. I'm your host, Monique Hom. On this show, we interview incredible female badass real estate investors where they share their stories. And today I'm super excited to have a guest with us who is a real estate investor, but even more than that, she's created this amazing system that I recently discovered, and I'm super excited to have her share it with you. So Sherry Tree is a best-selling author. She's a professional keynote speaker, executive business coach, sales trainer, and entrepreneur. She's the founder and CEO of Bank Code, with clients in more than 40 countries worldwide, including myself. Sherry has spoken to hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs and sales professionals globally, and she's been featured in numerous international publications and shared the stage with icons such as Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Suze Orman, Les Brown, and Sir Richard Branson. And she gets to be here today, so I'm really excited. She's also lectured at Harvard University and UC Berkeley, and she's considered the number one sales personality trainer in the world, and she lives in Laguna Beach, California. I'm super excited to have her here. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Monique. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. So I do want to touch a little bit about your real estate investing, because you have been a real estate investor, though I really want to we're really going to focus on Bank Code, which I think is so valuable for just about anyone, but especially for real estate investors. But just to give us a bit of your background, tell us how you got started in real estate investing.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of Rich Dad Poor Dad, and probably you and all your listeners have read the book and gotten sucked into the cash flow quadrant and real estate riches and all those things. And I did too a number of years ago, and I absolutely loved what I learned. It was great paradigm shifts for me financially. And the cash flow quadrant, what I loved about it, so the idea of trading time for dollars versus having your dollars work for you, and building businesses that create massive and passive income, and then, of course, taking that income and investing it into assets like real estate property. And I started off investing in real estate property, and then I morphed over into investing into intellectual property and developing intellectual property, and I found that that was really good for me and my portfolio. But I spent time in real estate. My company was named Monopoly Concepts, and my goal was to collect all of the property deed cards around the Monopoly board. There's 22 different deed cards, and I was working on building a portfolio. I got close to 20 different properties and about $8 million in real estate holdings, and I had everything from single family homes to duplexes and new builds, and some of my favorites were, I did model leasebacks where a new builder would build construction and I would buy the model home and then let them lease it back for me. And I always found like I got the best property on the lot because it was the model home, and, you know, so was doing that for cash flow and whatnot. And then as my career path, you know, advanced me into developing my own business, I started to switch from investing into real estate to investing into intellectual property instead of real property, and developing out all of the cool stuff that we're doing today, which I'm happy to talk to you about. So that's a little bit of my background.
All right. Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about your intellectual property. I see your book in the background there, Why They Buy, which I own and love. I've highlighted my copy and really got into it. So in that book talks about Bank Code, which is something that you developed. Tell us a little bit about what Bank Code is. And tell our listeners what.
Yeah. So the title of my book is Why They Buy. And the concept is that for those of you that are in business and sales, you know, real estate investors, you're in sales. Sales is simply influence. So if you're influencing someone to sell you their home, or if you're doing a flip or a fix and flip, or there's so many different types of deal structures in real estate, obviously. But you're dealing with people, no matter if you're dealing with the banks, and those decisions, foreclosures, all those types of things are still run by people. If you're buying homes in auctions, there's still people behind those decisions. If you're buying home from homeowners, you know, if you're dealing with renters, if you're dealing with vendors, contractors, everybody is a person. And ultimately, sales is simply your communication style and influence. So in reading Rich Dad Poor Dad, one of the things he said is that the number one skill in business is sales skills. So what I found a number of years ago was that they kept saying that sales was a numbers game and that in order to get more yeses, you have to get more no's, you know, and actually I ended up pushing back. I got so sick and tired of hearing that. It felt like I was getting brainwashed into believing one of the greatest lies ever told, because the truth is, Monique, and you now know the truth, which is why you asked me to be on your podcast.
Yeah.
The truth is that in order to get more yeses, you actually have to get more yeses, not more no's. So my quest began close to 20 years ago when I had the idea of, I don't want to go for no. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I'd rather go for yes. And then the question becomes, how do I get the yes? And how could I get the yes as many times as possible, ideally every time? And simultaneously, I was learning about different personality types, and I was taking these different assessments, both in my corporate job and my side hustle. I was taking these different assessments. You guys may be familiar with assessments like DISC or MBTI or the color code, or what color are you? What animal are you? What astrology sign are you? You know, what personality type are you? In the beginning, those assessments were cool. They were even fascinating, what I learned about myself. But my fascination turned into frustration when I realized that not one single one of those assessments ever made me more money. Not one of them ever helped me close a sale. Not one of them ever helped me negotiate a deal. Not one of them ever basically put money in the bank. And I remember thinking, you know, what is the point of all of these assessments if they don't impact my bottom line, right? So what occurred for me, and you guys are all smart people. I mean, to be in real estate, you got to be smart in some format, right? So I turned on my brain and I decided, rather than just following the status quo of just believing people for the sake of that's what they all say, instead I decided to think outside the box for a moment and thought, wait a minute. If personality typing, this theory dates back 2,500 years ago to a guy named Hippocrates, that we know him as the father of medicine. If he created this theory called the four temperaments, and he basically figured out that he could divide the entire human race into four different types of people, and based on which person you were, he could treat you with medicine differently. This was a long time ago, 2,500 years ago. Well, when you fast forward to today's modern world, you have all these different personality assessments, like I mentioned, and they tell you who you are, but not one of them ever told me who the buyer was, or the seller, your prospect, right? The lead. Yeah. And I thought, what if we reverse engineered personality science and made an assessment about who the buyer was? And what if we could figure out what triggers the yes or what tripwires the no in the sales process? And every other assessment tool that I was using, like a lot of times people want to compare us and they want to say, hey, what you created is just like DISC or just like, you know, anything else that they know related back to personality types. And the truth is, I say, you know what, Monique, they're exactly the same. You're right. Only completely different. And what makes it different is every other assessment was based in psychology, and BANK, the system I built, B-A-N-K, was the first one based in biology, spelled B-U-Y-ology, the science of buying behavior. So essentially what I did was I constructed an experiment that I called BANK, and I wanted to see if in fact it would alter the outcome of getting a yes versus a no, and essentially, you know, tipping me in the direction of the win of not just playing the numbers game, but how about beating the numbers game. Before BANK, my income was up to $72,000, and that was the high that I had maxed out at. And the year I started experimenting using BANK in my client negotiation process, my income went from $72,000 to over $500,000 in 12 months. So that's like a 695% jump in 12 months. And it went to over $1 million within 3 years. I was full commission. This, by the way, this is not investment dollars. None of my investment from real estate counts in these numbers. I was selling a product as a sales rep for a company, earning commissions when I sold that product. And so those were my commission incomes, not my investment incomes. And that was huge for me. So by 33 years old, I was making over $1 million a year plus my investment portfolio. And then suddenly people started asking me, well, hey, can you teach me the BANK system? Can you teach me the BANK system? And then that led to me basically turning it into a full-blown company and teaching it and training it to top business owners and entrepreneurs basically all over the world. So here we are.
Here we are. I love it. I'll tell you why I got super excited about BANK. You know, as an investor, I think of myself as somebody who buys, not somebody who's selling things, but real estate is a team sport. It's definitely about, it's a people, it's a relationship business. And BANK for me was really about how you could have better relationships. Because not only does it help you to sell, right? Like you were saying that people came back saying, wow, my business increased 300% and this saved my marriage. And I've, you know, now I can understand my kids. And that was a big reason why I invested in bank, because, you know, once I did my code, I had my kids do their code. I realized that my daughter had a totally opposite code that I did. And for those of you who want to know like what the codes are and you want to see it, you can go to mybankcode.com/Monique, M-O-N-I-C-K, and you can get your code. It takes less than 90 seconds, which is awesome. I think it's so great that you can send this out. People can find out their code. You'll get a report that tells you all about your personality when you do that for free. It's a $97 report, but you get it for free. N as a nurture action knowledge blueprint. My daughter was a knowledge blueprint. She was a K, and you can tell a little bit about what the different ones are, but I didn't understand her until you explained bank and the different personalities. And I finally get my daughter, and it's really made such a big difference in my relationship with her. And just that is worth, you know, it's like, that's priceless. And it's made me, you know, better able to coach and to deal with the people on my team and to, you know, figure out what is motivating the sellers. And so it's super valuable in all of these different ways. But, you know, even in these personal ways, it's been life changing.
That's huge. It's huge. How old's your daughter?
She's 10.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Like, you know, it's just amazing. I've heard people say, you know, for the first time in 39 years, I finally understand my daughter. I mean, isn't it fascinating how long you can parent a child and you know them better than anyone in the world and you still don't know.
So you think.
them based on their code, right? I mean, yeah. The code is everything. So our tagline is crack the personality code and take it to the bank. And you can take it to the financial bank by negotiating way better deals, making way more money. You can take it to your emotional bank by having better relationships with your spouse, your lover, your kids, your siblings, your neighbors, you know, your friends, all of that type of thing. I mean, we've got people using the bank system for anti-bullying campaigns in schools. We've got people teaching it in prison systems. We've got people teaching it in marriage ministries. I mean, it's so cool how bank applies, because it's based on personality science. It's based on human behavior, and you can apply it in business and make profits, and you can apply it in life and build relationships with it. It's just awesome. So it's very, very powerful.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. So I went to a 2-day training to learn about all the different codes, but you can explain it pretty quickly. Can you just highlight what each of the four main codes?
Yeah, and for all you listeners out there, Monique came to the Code Breaker Summit. It's this awesome 2-day experiential learning. It's really cool for those of you that like hands-on, interactive type stuff. It was awesome. And BANK is an acronym, B-A-N-K, and it represents the four buying styles. So the B stands for blueprint. This is going to be your person who's very conservative, inside the box. I use the color blue to associate with it. They're kind of a cooler, more standoffish approach. They're a stickler for rules. They have certain values that if you violate those values, you're going to lose the deal. For example, I had a client who was ready to sign a contract with me, told me to meet him for lunch, bring the contract. I showed up to the restaurant 10 minutes late. I don't remember why I was late, maybe traffic. I apologized for being late and, you know, thought that that would be enough. And as I handed him the contract, I'll never forget this moment, because he's put his two hands up and he said, "Sherry, wait, before we go any further, I just want to let you know I no longer want to do business with you." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Like that morning, he literally called and said, "I'm ready to sign the contract." And as I looked at him completely in shock, he points to his watch and he says, "Because you were late, like just 10 minutes, you've disrespected my time. And if this is the way you treat me before you have my money, imagine how I think you'll treat me once you have it." Hmm. That was such a valuable lesson. So there's an example of a blueprint. To how you engage them is completely different than how you engage the A. Let's say the A for in bank is action. I use the color red. These are the movers and shakers and millionaire makers. Their hair's on fire. They act like they just drank Red Bull for breakfast. You know, they want VIP treatment, like red carpet, you know, so there's the action code with red. And these people require a completely different experience. If you show up like a blueprint, the action doesn't want to work with you. And whereas the blueprint is inside the box, the action is totally outside the box. So all of a sudden, everything around that game changes. What you wear, the time you show up, what you bring, where you go. I mean, even if you're going to a restaurant, what type of restaurant, everything changes based on the code. And if you don't know the code, the risk is that unfortunately you risk the tripwire, which gets you the no. You know, and sometimes salespeople, business owners, real estate investors, you don't know why you didn't get the deal. And we do. We know why you didn't get the deal, and it's all based in this science that we're teaching, right? The N in bank stands for nurturing. We use the color yellow. These are the people that are really warm, friendly, think like sunshine, sunflowers, and they've got a heart of gold, sweet as honey, right? So there's that color yellow. And these are the ones that are neither inside or outside the box. They're the ones that we say recycle the box. They care more about relationships than they care about revenue. Right? They care more about making a difference than they do about making a dollar. So the reason that they would invest or sell you their home or, you know, engage with you in any way is going to be completely based on an alternate form of currency called relationship currency. But here's where, you know, you want to make sure that you don't accidentally kind of screw yourself in doing business with them, because a lot of people will just kind of pass over the nurturing. A lot of times they may seem broke because they gave everything away. You know, they're running the type of business that's a nonprofit instead of for profit. But their relationship currency and who they're connected to is worth its weight in gold, right? So it's very important that you understand how to approach them. And there's very specific tripwires around each one. It's kind of like each code is totally booby trapped. And if you don't know where those booby traps are, boom, you're going to lose the deal, right? And then the K in bank stands for knowledge. These are your super intellectual, logic, data-driven, scientific type people. I use the color green. Think like Microsoft Excel spreadsheets, little logo is green. Or in the movie The Matrix, the computer code that falls across the screen is green. And these people want information basically for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're the ones that engineer the box. And of the four personality types, you know, I usually say, which one takes the longest to sell to or to negotiate with? And they're going to say the K. And I'm going to say, well, how long does it take? And I'll say, I'll give you a hint. Starts with the number four. And they'll say, what?
Forever.
Forever. So if you have clients that ever get stuck in analysis paralysis and days and weeks and months feels like they're going by, and they're like, you're like, what the heck's going on? You know, why can't you make a decision? They can't make a decision because they don't have enough information and they're unwilling to be wrong. And so all of a sudden, when you start to understand this dynamic, what we figured out by understanding the client's bank code is essentially exactly how to communicate, negotiate, and close the sale with them in the utmost respect and transparency. So there's no manipulation or no weird selling tactics that are happening by authentically, literally speaking the client's code. So if you think of a bank code, first of all, the first thing I want your listeners to understand is that every person in the world is not just one of the four, but they're actually a combination of all four. And that's what makes up their bank code, right? So like you talked about what your code is or your daughter's code, every person is part blueprint, part action, part nurturing, part knowledge. Think of it like the ingredients list for a human being. And a bank code is like a PIN code, right? If you take out your debit card, you go throw it into the local ATM machine, you punch in a four-digit PIN code, as long as you punched it in the exact sequence, your money's going to come out, right? Well, the human, the person that you're dealing with, whether that's the buyer, whether that's the seller, whether that's the vendor, any relationship for that matter, if you communicate to them in the sequence of their bank code, then chances are money's going to come out in the form of a deal, profit, negotiation, et cetera. You get what you want. If you don't speak their code, it's the equivalent of punching in the PIN code in the wrong sequence. You're not going to get anything except frustrated and a waste of time. So this is where all of a sudden the bank codes come in. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to find a way that I could crack someone's code in less than 90 seconds. And we discovered the way, and we built tools and technology to be able to do that. We built an incredible lead capture system on top of it. So, for example, you guys go crack your code, go to mybankcode.com/Monique, M-O-N-I-C-K. I spell it right?
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. So you go to that link, and what's awesome is Monique has paid for you to take this assessment for free on your end. Okay, so it doesn't cost you anything, won't cost your clients anything. And what's awesome is it takes you less than 90 seconds. Nobody wants to invest 20, 40, 60 minutes on an assessment. This is less than 90 seconds. And what's awesome is our system will kick out a personality report for them at no cost, but it's a $97 value. It's a gift to your prospects or your leads even on your website. But that's not why we built it, as cool as that is. We built it for what happens next, Monique, which you know, is when someone cracks their code using your link, you are going to get a report. So let's say that you're trying to buy a home from someone who's selling it. You crack their code prior to your appointment or immediately after your appointment, and you get a report that says, hey, your clients just cracked their code. Here's their name. Here's their contact information. Here's their bank code. And here's the top tips of how to communicate, negotiate, and close the sale. Good luck on your appointment. Take it to the bank. So just imagine having something like this. It just gives you a competitive advantage in every way. And it helps you not only convert more sales, but shorten the sales cycle. You get to a yes much faster using the bank methodology. And of course, time is money. This is designed to potentially triple your sales conversions and do it in much less time, which just optimizes you for a great, not only a great business, but a great life. I mean, at the end of the day, you can make a ton of money, but money is not the only thing to win in life. You want time also. So
yeah,
that's kind of how the system works.
Yeah. Money, time, and improved relationships, because not only is it about, yeah, so you can negotiate well, and then you can also continue the relationship in a way, because now you know what language, you know what, when you go on the mybankcode.com/Monique, you'll see that there are four separate little cards that you can move, and each one has values on them. So really you're just finding out what people value, what's important to them, so you can speak to their values. I love it. It's awesome. Oh my gosh, we could speak for another hour and a half about this, but we do have to wrap it up soon. But I do want to ask a couple more questions before we go. Because I always ask, like, what was your biggest mistake in your real estate career or in your career in general? And what did you most learn from it? Because I think we learn so much more when things don't go right.
Mistake was that I made a lot of decisions in my action code. I was very busy running my primary business and investing on the side. And I'm action first. And so I would make very quick decisions and didn't do a lot of the rest of my code, like the due diligence part. And I partnered with people, or I gave people money, and those weren't always the best decisions. I mean, some of my investments, like I bought just some absolute piece of crap, Section 8 meth lab looking type places, sight unseen, you know, that weren't good. I mean, my home was literally robbed. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, I'm trying to make quick investment decisions to add, you know, little monopoly deals to my portfolio.
And yeah,
I mean, the home got broken into, and literally over a series of weeks, every single thing was stripped out of that home, the cabinets, the carpet. They even stole the copper pipes out of the walls. I mean, it was destroyed, right? And yeah. That was one of my nightmare experiences. And another one that I had was I invested cash money into a deal where they were developing supposedly, and I was rolling my money into, you know, as I would make my return, roll it as they were building or developing. Well, these guys were not on the up and up apparently, and long story short, I was buying another property, a home that I was actually going to live in. It's a beautiful $2 million home in Southern California. And I needed to put a good chunk down on that home. So I called my money due, which I was allowed to do as an investor. And long story short, you know, after like, guys, send me my money. Come on, I need my money. You know, I just went through that phase. They ended up saying, okay, your money's in the mail. And they sent me a tracking number. And I'll never forget, these guys were in Florida. They sent me a tracking number. I'm on the West Coast, and it was going to take a week to get there. And I'm thinking, who sends, I think it was going to be a check for $50,000, right? Who sends a $50,000 check where it takes a week to get there? And, you know, and my assistant, She was all excited because I'm using this money as my down payment money. She goes off to the office, receives the package, opens it up, and was just mortified. It was nothing but shredded paper. And the guy had taken my money and a whole bunch of other people's money and left the country. Just gone, vaporized.
Oh my God.
So you can literally take $50,000 and go, and it's turned to dust. You know, so
that was an expensive mistake. Well, due diligence.
Due diligence. So as I've been using the code, this is for before I was running my bank code company, I was using bank in my sales practice, but I wasn't using it in my deal negotiations. I wasn't coding the people I was in business with. I wasn't aware of what all the red flags might have been based on codes. And I have since, of course, like now I'm at a black belt, multiple degrees of black belt, mastery level of bank. And now I can completely negotiate deals way differently, or even certain codes or types of people that you would do business with that would be massive red flags. Whereas in the past, I was just putting in money or making these quick decisions on some of these properties and just absolutely wrong. So I've had some horror stories in real estate, and eventually I made my decision, like I said, I'm going to invest in my business and developing out our intellectual property and all of our trademarks and all the awesome things that we're doing here instead of investing in some of the real properties. But
what would have been some of the code red flags? How could you have seen the red flags with the code?
Well, for example, let's say if nurturing is low, like in the bottom two, or especially at the bottom, they have absolutely possibly no regard for the relationship currency. They're willing to take your money and screw you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a huge red flag. And that doesn't mean everyone whose nurturing code is last is going to screw you, but it definitely is not a priority in their value systems. And that would have been one indicator. Also, if the blueprint code was low and the blueprint is going to be organized and structured to make sure all the contracts and fine prints and all those things are completely dialed in and in place versus if they have no disregard for that, or no regard for that, then you could find yourself on the wrong side of, I got nothing but a box of shredded paper and they're gone, right? You know, so now that I know what I know, well, that's the point of knowing, right?
Yeah, I get so excited by this. And once you learn it, you do start to see the whole world in code. And
yeah,
quick aside, I was watching the Fire documentary. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's on Netflix. It's not one on Hulu, but it's about this guy, high A, probably low on the B in the N, who sells a crazy music festival and then ends up, it's a disaster, basically defrauding all of these people. But it's pretty insane, and you're watching it going, oh man, it's like a lot of A and a low with this, like the important things that you need to also do the business. So I love it. So exciting. Well, before we get into our end of show trinity, which is a brag, a gratitude, and a desire, where should people go to find out more about you and Bank Code? Should they just go to mybankcode.com/Monique?
Everybody should go crack your code. You guys should experience this. This is definitely new wave, cutting edge. I mean, I was just interviewed by Forbes.com. Sunday night, you know, they're doing an article on the future of sales, and we're developing an artificial intelligence right now. We're actually launching it this coming summer. Imagine an artificial intelligence that can tell you the bank codes and exactly how to interact with people virtually through artificial intelligence. I mean, so the future of sales is going to get really amazing. And if you guys want to follow us, I mean, you should definitely hook your wagon to us. So crack your code, number one. And then number two, if you want to check out our website, you can just go to bankcode.com and then /Monique. And that's an access code. Monique's one of our clients. We have a cool affiliate program, and because we want to share the love, like our message is being shared all over the world. And when you go to this website, when you use the access code Monique, that's going to unlock some cool gifts for you. If you want to download our white paper and you want to read about the research behind banks, San Francisco State University did a study on it. They wanted to see, is this stuff valid or is this hocus pocus? I mean, they published a formal white paper and they said bank is the only methodology in the world that's been scientifically validated to predict buying behavior in less than 90 seconds. So if that has value to you in your investing and your guys' portfolio and relationships and whatnot, I mean, it could be a game changer. And actually, Les Brown gave us an amazing quote. He's like, bank is a game changer for every entrepreneur and sales professional. And his quote says, The system's going to strengthen your confidence because we're going to teach you exactly what to say to every code. That way you don't get a big fat no in your face. Expand your selling skills because no matter what sales skills you've ever learned, and there's lots of great programs out there, this is going to level it up. So it's going to kind of weaponize you in a way that makes you like unstoppable. And then dramatically increase your income. And that's why we call it bank. Like crack personality code, take it to the bank. This is about putting money in the bank and doing the right thing for your customers at the same time. So it's just an all around win, win, win. And so bankcode.com/Monique, and Monique is the access code. You guys will get some awesome gifts unlocked. And you can crack your code. And one last thing I'll say out there for those of you that are investors, man, if you guys are looking for a side hustle, extra revenue, get a hold of Monique. You know, there's a cool affiliate program and we're looking for certified trainers. We're looking for people who would like to teach this type of thing. If you're the type that likes to get up and talk about bank and put an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 grand in your pocket a day. And that's what I love about real estate investors. You guys like big money. So do I. You can go through a trainer certification program and actually teach this. And you know, Monique can get you the hookup on everything that's happening here, and you can find information, watch some webinars and all that stuff on our website.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it. So exciting. It's great. It's really, it has been game changing for me, like I said, personally and professionally. So thank you. Okay. So we're going to do our brag, our eternity. So what's your brag?
Gosh, my brag. Well, I'm very happy about Forbes.com interviewing us on the topic of the future of sales. And we just landed the Google corporate account. Google HQ just contracted with our company for us to start training their internal sales teams. That's huge. Wow. And then I may have another big one coming up here where I might be speaking at the United Nations Summit over in Switzerland. I mean, so just
amazing
things happen. Yeah, it's exciting times.
Wow. Well bragged. And what's one thing you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for this methodology. It has literally impacted every part of my life. And what you may not know, and if you read in my book, if you guys get the book, Why They Buy, I have a section in there called Inside the Vault. And I share something personal. After I made millions in business as a sales rep, long story short, I left the company. They sued me, you know, different reasons. They were scared that I was going to go create a competitive company for them. And long story short, filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy, lost everything, you know, escalated the thing to federal court, kind of like Aaron Brockovich style. I was not willing to be bull corporate people. Ended up moving into an industrial sized storage unit in Southern California for 18 months, no running water, got a gym membership so I could shower. Got a 5-gallon bucket called a Lugabaloo, and I made that my toilet literally for 18 months. And I rebuilt my entire financial life from that storage unit. And everybody has down and out stories. It's not just me. But I went through it because a couple things happened. One, I lost my attachment to money, because when you make a lot of it, you certainly start to spend it like it never goes away. And I grew my attachment to people and to my purpose. And I'm so thankful for that, because it changed me, who I am today, and being purpose-driven, not just profit-driven. The summit that I may be speaking at for the United Nations is an AI for good summit. In other words, how could artificial intelligence help the world as opposed to hurt the world? And we believe our bank methodology, way beyond the sales process, it's impacting lives, it's preventing suicide, it's stopping bullying, all kinds of really cool stuff. And so I'm excited about that. And when I was in the storage unit and needed financial wins, so if any of you listeners are like, man, you got to put food on the table, you literally need to cover your rent payment, or you're trying to scrap together money for your first deal negotiation in real estate. I remember those days. I needed to get a yes really, really badly, and I couldn't afford a no. And so the bank training for me, just like going from white belt to black belt, it made me so much better. And every single time I got up to bat hitting that ball, until I basically became Babe Ruth with it. And that skill set allowed me to dig myself back out of a very deep hole and give myself a shot at life again and financial wealth again without being down and out for the count, if that makes sense.
Yeah, beautiful. Love that. Last but certainly not least, what's one thing you desire?
My big desire is our mission as a company is to create one world, one language. And I desire a world that actually is functional instead of dysfunctional, where the human race actually likes each other and gets along. And I believe that there is some form of utopia. So our hashtag one world, one language, our philosophy is like, Monique, we live on a planet with 7 billion people and 6,500 foreign languages spoken on the planet, but only one language that has the power to connect the entire human race. And we call that language bank, the language of people. At the end of the day, the human race is only four different types of people, no matter what country, what culture, what ethnicity, what religion, what whatever you want to classify them as, there's only four codes that are spoken on the planet. And when you learn those codes, you have a way better life. You have way better business, you have way better relationships, you have way better marriage, you have way better children, like everything changes. So that's my big one.
So shall it be, or so much better than you can imagine.
I love that tagline. That's a good one.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This was awesome. Like I said, we could have gone on for another like 10 hours because I love this stuff and it really is life-changing. So please do go check it out, mybankcode.com/Monique, or if you go to my website at reigoddesses.com and go under resources, you'll also be able to go to Bank Code and find out more about that and other things and connect with me. All right. So thank you, Sherry. And thank you for being here and listening, and join us next time for another amazing real estate investor goddess interview. Bye-bye.